How's she your wife? Robert asked. Well, before I answer that question, explain how you know about us. I've met your kind before. Oh, yeah. They moved to Antarctica. Oh. Jim's face darkened. The fundamentalists wouldn't let go of the past, clung on to dead traditions. I thought they wanted to preserve their culture. Let them, said Gentleman Jim. Let them. Let them freeze it solid. And don't give me any of that. They were trapped underground. Pity me. Bullshit. They liked it. They milked that shit for years. It's just what they wanted, to be shut away. Don't be fooled. They're not the true troll. We're the true troll. Ever changing, ever flexing, stretching to fill the market. Let them freeze on the ice. Let them remain static, unchanging, immovable, nothing. Gentleman Jim became aware he'd shown more emotion than he should. I'm a modern troll. I don't believe in fetishizing the past. Some past is fine, but you can't enforce a purity of being. You can't keep people pure. We're the breakaway group. We went native, if you like. We're pragmatists, all like my wife, an artist. We made a choice to use our gifts to better purpose than isolation. So we made a deal, but not with the Crown, not with those double-crossing Germans, but with the government, or more specifically, the Treasury. We told them that we had skills that could be used, exploited commercially, especially the effects we have on your minds. Isn't it the other way round? It's a two-way mirror, Robert. We see what you want, but we can also adjust it. Your people taught us that. We like to watch, and you people are so interesting. People think my place is a strip joint. We get protests outside, but they don't know that the real people getting stripped are the clients. Sitting there as we watch what they want, dream, desire, yearn for. It's delicious. It's not pure, but then again, what is? We follow the market. We're driven by market forces. Hell, we're trolls. We are shaped by the people around us. We can't help but be led by the dominant ideology.